I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. NASCAR raced at the 1.5 mile Kansas Speedway this weekend. The Camping World Trucks raced underneath the lights on Saturday night, a relatively quiet one with only two natural cautions for single truck spins in the final stage. Corey Heim was one of the cautions. After winning stage one, he hit the wall and cut a tire on lap 100. Zane Smith dominated this one, leading 108 of 132 laps, winning stage two, and took the lead for the final time with eight to go. Scored his third win of 22, his first at Kansas and sixth of his career. Ty Majeski, Grant Enfinger, Chandler Smith, and Christian X rounded the top five. The trucks are back at Texas this Friday. The Cup teams raced on Sunday in what seemed like a full moon race. Maybe it's just coming a little bit early. A bunch of teams blew left rear tires, and the pits were chaos. Chase Briscoe was the first yellow on lap 7, spinning off turn 4. On lap 35, BJ McLeod had a flattened spun. The 2, 11, 31, and 15 were all penalized for violations on pit row. Daniel Suarez and Christopher Bell had flats around lap 60, and Kyle Busch won the stage. On the break between stages, the 9, 11, 23, and 99 teams were penalized on pit row. William Byron led, then blew a tire, and Tyler Reddick did too. Neither got a caution. Then with 40 to go in the middle of green flag stops, Kevin Harvick spun coming back onto the track from the pits, later confessing he shifted up instead of in sequence going for third. Truex Jr. blew a tire on the final lap, and Kurt Busch claimed the stage win. In the final, Chase Elliott blew a tire and got stuck in the grass. On the stops, the 23, 4, and 19 were all penalized on pit row. With 36 to go, Kevin Harvick spun again. This time they called fluid on the track. They restarted with 33 to go. Kyle Larson held the lead until 8 to go when Kurt Busch poured it on to take over and eventually claim his first win of 22. It was his first to Kansas and 34th of his career. That marks at least one win for Kurt with five different teams and four different manufacturers. And by the way, it was the first win for 23-11 Racing too. Here's a very happy Kurt Busch after the race.
It's all about teamwork. I mean, I don't do this alone, and the way that Toyota has helped us, JGR, my little brother, has been so important just on the family side of, hey, you got to get through these steps. Bubba's a tremendous teammate, but this is 23-11. This is our first win for the 45 car. And with Jordan Brand on the hood, I mean, I felt like I had to play like the GOAT, or race like the GOAT. It's the most gratifying to work from the ground up with a brand new car number. And everybody at 23-11, this is for us.
Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, and Christopher Bell were top five. Martin Truex Jr., Ross Chastain, Ricky Stenhouse, Alex Bowman, and Bubba Wallace rounded the top 10. The Cup teams also head to Texas Motor Speedway this weekend. It's racing for money and glory with $1 million on the line in the All-Star Race. I'll get you ready on Friday. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's your Fast Lane for Monday, May 16th, brought to you by Meekoff Tire with 12 locations, including Gaylord, their family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive. Plus, they have Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Unirall Tires, the best prices. And by J-Lube Services, four locations to serve you better in Traverse City. Keep your ride in the race with J-Lube Services.